As the novel developed over the next year and as my own ideas clarified, it became apparent that the chapter had no proper home in the larger narrative. Going After Cacciato was a war story. Speaking of Courage was a post-war story. Two different time periods, two different sets of issues. There was no choice but to remove the chapter entirely. The mistake, in part, had been in trying to wedge the piece into a novel. Beyond that, though, something about the story had frightened me. I was afraid to speak directly, afraid to remember. And in the end, the piece had been ruined by a failure to tell the full and exact truth about our night in the shit field. Over the next several months, as it often happens, I managed to erase the story's flaws from my memory, taking pride in a shadowy, idealized recollection of its virtues. When the piece appeared in an anthology of short fiction, I sent a copy off to Norman Bowker with the thought that it might please him. His reaction was short and somewhat bitter. "It's not terrible," he wrote me, "but you left out Vietnam. Where's Kiowa? Where's the shit?" 8 months later, he hanged himself. In August of 1978, his mother sent me a brief note explaining what had happened. He'd been playing pickup basketball at the Y. After 2 hours, he went off for a drink of water. He used a jump rope. His friends found him hanging from a water pipe. There was no suicide note, no message of any kind. "Norman was a quiet boy," his mother wrote, "and I don't suppose he wanted to bother anybody." Now, a decade after his death, I'm hoping that Speaking of Courage makes good on Norman Bowker's silence, and I hope it's a better story. Although the old structure remains, the piece has been substantially revised, in some places by severe cutting, in other places by the addition of new material. Norman is back in the story where he belongs, and I don't think he'd mind that his real name appears. The central incident, our long night in the shit field along the Song Trabang, has been restored to the piece. It was hard stuff to write. Kiowa, after all, had been a close friend, and for years I've avoided thinking about his death and my own complicity in it. Even here, it's not easy. In the interest of truth, however, I want to make it clear that Norman Bowker was in no way responsible for what happened to Kiowa. Norman did not experience a failure of nerve that night. He did not freeze up or lose the Silver Star for valor. That part of the story is my own.